Colonial homes. The historical district is deceptive. Walking narrow streets and sidewalks, you meet massive walls and sturdy doors. Wrought iron, sturdy, secure steel gates. When you peek through cracked doors or open windows, you're surprised with glimpses of cozy interiors. Plants, fountains, bicycles on tile floors, rocking chairs, big screen televisions. Drafts of cool air funneled through the house hit you in the face. These old original homes are built with thick adobe walls, which cuts noise, keeps temperatures constant, and keeps occupants safe. By opening windows and doors, you get ventilation. There are multiple porches and open spaces for dining and entertaining. If I lived in one of these old homes, I would spend most of my time on the upstairs porch, rocking in a chair, sipping coffee, listening to the neighborhood. The rest of my day, my shoes would be in the streets following the Pied Piper. These colonial homes, rehabbed or not, all use lots of space. Built in a time when there were fewer people in the city, space wasn't sold per square foot and families were bigger. There is still in Nicaragua plenty of space to lose or find yourself.